Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello, and welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. You have an amazing guest here today to share some great information. Dr. Benjamin Casalia, thank you so much for joining me.
Grace, thank you very much for having me.
I'm excited today. We were just talking a little bit about how I have a lot of business focus on this podcast, but today we're going to talk about some clinical things that, of course, affect your business as well. Tell us a little bit about you and what's led to us being together today.
Well, my name is Benjamin Casalia. I'm an orthodontist practicing in the greater Philadelphia area for the past 30 years. I am also the lead orthodontist and chief clinical officer at Alta Smiles. My role at Alta Smiles focuses on the clinical instruction, training, and support of my C5 hidden orthodontic system. It's my C5 hidden orthodontic system, I think, that brought us to this discussion on fixed lingual retainers.
Absolutely. And I have heard of C5, by the way. I have.
Okay,
and
good.
And I'm excited about this. So what are fixed lingual retention wires and what purpose do they serve?
Well, fixed lingual retainers it's an orthodontic appliance, and they're used to help keep teeth in their desired position after braces have been removed or after aligner therapy is complete, or any type of orthodontic treatment for that matter. This type of retainer is cemented on the backside or lingual surface of the teeth, typically on the lower teeth, but it can be used on both the upper and the lower teeth. On the lower teeth, the wires bond at canine to canine, and typically I bind the upper wire lateral to lateral.
Okay. All right. Very good. And what purpose do they serve? Just retention?
Just retention, to maintain the anterior tooth position after orthodontic treatment.
Okay. Okay.
Those teeth are the most common teeth to shift after orthodontic treatment, so we do focus on that.
Okay. And how common is this that people are using this process?
Actually, that's a good question, because I was reading some articles, and it was the most recent article I read, it was only about 40 to 50% of orthodontists are using fixed retention.
Wow.
Which is interesting, because the literature indicates that we should be using more fixed retention. But there's a couple issues, I think, that whether it's a dentist or the orthodontist has, that they kind of shy away from it.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, I think it's the placement of the wires. It's a difficult procedure. Any procedure when it comes to lingual is difficult. And maintaining the wires in place. Any appliance we put on a patient, it's subject to dislodgement. So having properly prepared teeth, getting a good bonding, and getting the wire in place can be difficult for anybody. But it's a maintenance issue. The patient has that in place. The communication between the orthodontist and dentist and the patient is vital to maintaining the dental health while these wires are in place. But the reality is, patients don't wear removable retainers. So when you have clinical situations where you need to, fix these teeth in place, fixed retention is definitely a requirement. In my opinion, the most important teeth to keep straight, the lower six anterior teeth. If you keep them straight with a good bite relationship, you're going to maintain the upper teeth as well without a permanent wire, in my opinion.
That's interesting. Why is the bonding process difficult for some dentists?
Well, you have a visual acuity issue, just trying to see lingually. Moisture control issues. You have the salivary gland ducts. You have the tongue wanting to go right into your field of work. And the visual acuity is probably the biggest thing. And that's something that I think is one of the biggest issues that we have with tooth preparation. If we don't prep the tooth properly, then we're not going to get a good bonding adhesion. And one of the factors that happens when it comes to lingual treatment is there is some degree of what we call biofilm or dental plaque that can develop on the teeth, although it may look, the surface may look clean, but a simple etching process won't remove that. So sometimes that requires mechanical debridement. And that has to be done before you do any type of bonding procedure. If that's not removed, that bonding will fail. And how I just kind of noticed this on a clinical situation is when I would use my C5 hidden orthodontic system, I put wires behind the teeth that have pressure on them. So immediately I would see these small shadowing that would develop underneath the bonding. And that would basically indicate that the bonding is lifting off the tooth surface. Well, if that happens, the bonding is compromised and then therefore would fail. So when I would remove that bonding material and go in there, I would notice that there would be a little shiny spot on the tooth surface. I would have to mechanically debride that, go back and etch. I would have a nice clean surface and a very good bonding strength at that point.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about the C5?
So the C5, it looks very similar to having lingual orthodontic wires in place. But instead, what we're doing is we're actually moving the teeth. So we're using small segments of orthodontic wire, like nickel titanium wire. We're bonding them directly to the tooth surface. There's no brackets involved. And we can activate that wire to produce the desired tooth movement. The best part about it, it's all lingual. There's no brackets involved. It's thinner than the typical orthodontic retention wires we're using. And it's, it works very well on the anterior teeth.
It looks like it. I'm on the c5ortho.com website and I can see the graphic. For anyone listening or watching this podcast, I would definitely check it out. It looks very different from what I've seen. It looks like a very unique option. And as a patient, I always have the patient's perspective. It looks more comfortable than a lot of the options that are out there right now. It looks more convenient even than clear aligners, in my opinion, because it's kind of gross to be out to dinner and be taking these things in and out. And with it, my husband just finished Invisalign and it was kind of gross. I mean,
there's definitely a difference between virtually invisible and invisible. And the only way it's going to be invisible if it's completely behind the teeth. But you need something that we wanted to develop something that was so comfortable for the patient, didn't affect their lifestyle. And that's what we developed.
It's pretty amazing. And I would encourage anyone who's listening, if you're not familiar with C5, to check it out, look at it, look it up. And if I were a dentist listening to this or an orthodontist, is this something that people can offer in their practice?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter if it's a dentist or an orthodontist. A lot of the patients that I see are patients that have had orthodontic relapse. They stopped wearing their removable retainers. They didn't have a fixed retainer and their teeth shifted a little bit. A dentist is going to find out or see that clinical situation before an orthodontist will, because they see the patient every 6 months. So if they see a patient that has a little bit of movement, something that's easy to fix, this is a great option for them. But some orthodontists will see some dental relapse or orthodontic relapse, and it's a better option than whether going to removable aligners or a retainer that moves teeth back. This is much simpler for the patient.
That's really cool. So it might not be the perfect solution for a really complex ortho case, but for someone that's looking to kind of tweak or realign, they've got some minor movement they need to make, this would be a solution. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do some pretty difficult cases in my practice, but we're focusing on the simpler type of situations, clinical situations that this would be more beneficial for.
I love it. And as a marketing person, I'm looking at this going, this is brilliant. People are always saying, well, I don't know how to stand out. I don't know what to do or how to be different or how to bring more value. I can tell you right now, from a patient's perspective, this would be a phenomenal option. Just another tool in your toolbox, another thing to offer. And it would position you as very innovative and ahead of the curve to be doing things differently and to have those additional options for them. So I love it. I love it. What message would you like to share with our audience about whether it be the fixed lingual retention wires or the C5 hidden orthodontics? Like what, just any advice or any information you'd like to share with people to help them if they're considering this?
Well, in terms of the treatment option, the C5 treatment option, I mean, this is something that I think, you know, any dentist or orthodontist would want to implement in their practice. As a patient, you know, it's an easy sell. Obviously, you know, we're going to bond something behind your teeth. It's completely invisible. It's comfortable, you know, that sort of thing. You know, it's an easy sell in that respect. But what, like you said, it's another tool in your toolbox. I have cases where if it's a more complex case and it's in a, whether it's a aligner, you know, system like Invisalign, well, we know sometimes the aligners, you know, teeth don't track with them. So I implement this procedure with my aligner cases. We call it aligner assist. So we can get better tracking with the teeth during our aligner therapy with the C5 system at the same time. So once again, just another tool in your toolbox to get better results. If you get better results, you have a happier patient. Simple as that.
Absolutely. And I could see anytime you do something very different, and this to me is very different than what I've seen for the last 15 years in dentistry. Anytime you do something different, you have people saying that won't work because, or I wouldn't do that because. What are some of the common, or I guess what's one common objection you hear when people hear about this initially? And what would you say to that objection?
Well, I can't think of any particular objection, but I have had patients where, as I would advertise it, which was interesting because I had to draw arrows to show the patients or the audience where the wires were, because they just assumed, I guess, it was a aligner system. But these, I had several patients come into my office and they said, hey, listen, I showed this to my dentist. And I said, they asked our dentist, have you ever seen this before? And the dentist said, no, I never seen that before. There's no way that would work. And I said, well, I can tell you I have thousands of cases behind me to support it. And the cool thing about it was that these doctors, they may be an hour, sometimes 2 hours away, would be referring patients to me after they saw what we did with their patient. And of course, you know, how, the patient was very satisfied with the end result and the process.
So that's what entered my mind is like, how does this actually work? Because it looks too good to be true. It really does. Can you tell me, I know this might be common sense to a lot of our audience, but it's not to me. Can you tell me a little bit about how it would work? It looks like this tiny little wire. How would that work to shift the teeth?
Okay. So there's two different components of what we do. The original concept that I developed was using little segments of wire that basically went against two teeth. So the way it works, it actually acts as a finger spring. You always have to have the wire mobile at one end. So the wire would be bonded on one surface of one anchor tooth, and then we would have an extension of the wire to a target tooth, and that wire could slide. And that worked out well for years, but there were case limitations that I had. So when you think of braces have a channel or a tube where the wire can slide. So I did develop a wire that was more continuous, that it would engage more than two teeth. And the concept, it is very simple. But basically what we do is we increase the diameter of the wire with a coating of material that's a food product. And by increasing the diameter of the wire, and we bond it to the tooth surface, and when we affix it to the teeth, the wire is locked in place. But the coating is temporary. It dissolves away. And then that actually creates the necessary orthodontic tube under the thin coating of bonding for the wire to slide and effectuate the tooth movement.
Wow. Okay. So that's somewhat over my head, which it should be because I'm not a dentist, but I'm following enough to understand how it would work and to see that you would have, how often would a patient come in for adjustments on the wires?
It's a typical like 6 to 8 week appointment adjustment. And Grace, don't feel bad because I have other orthodontists, you know, come to me and say, Ben, I have no idea how you're doing this. So don't feel bad about not understanding it.
Thanks. Thank you. I could market it, but I don't know that I could do it, which is okay. So how does that compare to traditional ortho or Invisalign when it comes to patient visits? Is it the same frequency where they're coming in, the teeth are shifting at the same rate? Or is that wildly different?
Actually, that's a really good question because we do get more effective tooth movement with the wire right up against the tooth surface. So I noticed that earlier on and when I was, you know, doing this procedure that I would see teeth move, let's say within a few weeks, that would take me months when I had orthodontic appliances in place. And another orthodontist had explained to me, he said, Ben, he goes, the braces have the wire so far away from the teeth, that's why they're not working as effectively. So you have these thinner wires, you're right up against tooth surface, you can get very effective tooth movement. So when it comes to the orthodontic tooth movement, we're still using very light wires, but we're getting more effective tooth movement because we're right up against the tooth surface. There's no distance between the tooth and the wire.
So you have more leverage with less force.
Exactly. Exactly. When it comes to aligners, though, I mean, aligners are programmed. I mean, we can, you know, like just take the situation where you have a patient that's going away to college. Well, we can turn around and structure our treatment plan so that that patient can wear aligners and we can do a certain degree of tooth movement until they're ready to come back and see us in December during the holidays. You know what I mean? So you can always stretch that out. In terms of how you plan your aligner therapy. But with any fixed appliance, you always want to monitor not only the tooth movement, but you want to make sure the patients are cleaning around the appliances and, you know, observe the general dental health of what's going on with what you're doing with fixed appliances and removable appliances also. But, you know, anytime you have something up against the tooth surface, it's difficult to clean around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I love this. Thank you for sharing this. If someone in our audience wants to learn more about C5 Hidden Orthodontics, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go through our website at ultasmiles.com. And, you know, obviously one of our representatives will contact them and, you know, get them through the process of getting this started in their practice.
Awesome. And Alta is A-L-T-A.
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with me today, Doctor. Your information has been very helpful to our audience, and we will have additional information on our podcast page at graceriza.com. And for those of you that are following along on our journey, please join our Facebook group, Dentistry's Growing with Grace, and same name for our podcast, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Casalia.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Thanks for having me.